Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, the dagger here. I just want y'all to take a trip with me to my mind, you know what I mean? See the shit that I was thinking about. See if I keep up. Ain't no telling what can happen when I'm lost in my thoughts. It's too deep and dark, the ghost ain't even too scared to heart. Take a seat and listen while I navigate the abyss. The rain that's filling up inside shouldn't even exist. Because I'm always this. It's a life of dagger to smile. I see the world as it is, the rest of y'all are denied. Moving full throttle, no brakes, my brain is too hyper. And when I use it for my music, then I'm using it proper. That's right. Damn, the dagger's out of it. I keep it real, no counterfeit. I be staying tough, so what's the point of hiding it? It seems to be the only thing that keeps me calm, slows me down, and makes me say fuck you. Stupid niggas wanna play around, and bitches too without a clue. Talking loud and out of place. It's the weed that took my brain.
No, don't slap her in the face.
By the grace of God, I ain't committed a murder. Nobody's in my corner. Papers getting shorter and shorter. So I no, I give up over nevermore. No respect or honor, but you wanna shake my hand, though. I ain't falling for your tricks, I lost too much to slip again. And if you say it's on a fight, well, fucking nigga, run it. Then you talk a lot, but don't back up the words that you speak. You rather act just like a bitch with all your creepiness, nigga. So when I catch you, when I leave you sneaking, don't act surprised. Admit you knew you had this coming. See that look in your eyes? Hurdles, obstacles, and broken glass. You see me stopping. My passion will forever last. Past is past, a lot of pain. My future is open, and I'ma face it standing. Fat blood smoking. I'm just close to insanity. Fuck it, I'm already there. If I act what I'm seeing, then I'm seeing the electric chair. See, I care about my life too much to give it up to you. Give it up, not gonna do. No matter what the fuck you do. Take a seat, don't gotta speak. I don't wanna hear while I'm killing on a deathy beat. I don't even sleep, you can laugh, but it ain't a joke. Just to get a couple hours, gotta drink, gotta smoke. Never dope, that ain't the biz, is it what it really is? When it's time to drop a track, I'm contacting. We need another match to mix. Streets are sick, they need a stick. If they don't get another hit, to start up the apocalypse. I'm just scared of myself. My life is like a game of poker, playing cards that are dealt. Last year I bet it all.
Damn.
I went all in, lost everything I had. Yup, the house won again. Back to the beginning, different attitude, a way of life. Treat yourself the best, and no one else is gonna treat you right. Keep it tight, don't ever fight unless it's unavoidable. Your life may have a price, but my life is unaffordable.
Who are you?
My name is a pimp named Slickback, and I believe I may have misplaced some merchandise at this residence. There she is. Bitch, I hope you got the money to cover this little vacation you've been taking.
Now hold up, Slickback.
No, that's a pimp named Slickback.
That's what I said, Slickback.
No, no, it's a pimp named Slickback, like a Tribe Called Quest. You say the whole thing, a pimp named Slickback.
Hey, can we call you Slickback for short?
No, nigga, I'm a pimp named Slickback.
Crystal, who is this person?
Nigga, are you deaf? I'm a pimp named Slickback. Say it with me now.
He's my pimp.
Your pimp? So you really are a...
Yes, I'm a hoe. Come on, bitch, now.
A pimp named Slickback. Could I please have a minute?
A minute? Let us pray the pimp's prayer. Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
You ain't gonna hit no woman in my house.
What woman, sir? This here is a hoe.
Not in this house, he's not. don't you just wait outside?
Damn, Indiana Jenkins, I didn't know we were still whooping, nigga. Fine. Bitch, you got 45 seconds and I'm leaving.
This your girl, Miss Tweety, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger, LA's West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me, Dagger. I'm ready to get my hump on.
What's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights, the Dagger, LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. Y'all know where y'all at. Y'all know what to do. As I do, as always, at the top of my show, shout out to the boss lady herself, Topaz Deshay. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, you know what I mean? There's no West Coast Wednesdays, no Slap Sundays, no awards show going down. The X and B models wouldn't be doing what they're doing. There's a lot of the girls doing a lot of big things. So, I mean, if you ain't fucking with her, then there's something wrong with you. So you might want to do something about that. All right? Just a thought. But, yeah, besides that, man, as I said, we're here, West Coast Wednesdays, chilling, maxing, relaxing. And as we do, we know we talk about adult matters tonight. We smooth it out. We get more of the R&B, and we get at the ladies a little bit. So, like I said, if you got a drink, whatever you're sipping on, I hope it's good. I hope it's, you know, at least 80 proof or better. Make sure you got your weed, you know, for the smoke session a little bit later. And there's no subject matter tonight. We'll see where we float today. Like I said, this is one of those shows where we're just going to ride, going to roll, going to see what's up. Because I run this show kind of like how I run my music and how I run my life. You know what? I just, I do what I feel, what comes from the heart, what you know, what I feel works. And I just go right into that. And that's what I try to present, and I just keep it real at all times as much as possible. Not as much as possible, fuck that, at all times, especially here, because like I said, I got nothing else to hide. I ain't got nothing going on. And it's just me, Dagger, all right? But see, the phone line's already blown up. Let's go to the phone lines real quick before we start off the show officially. Let's see who's in the building today. Straight out the 646. 2044, you got Dagger, what it do?
Hey, what's good? It's Lion. You already know I'm checking in. I got to apologize for last week, man.
Wow, what happened?
Because, yo, I had you on mute, and I had the whole den up here, and I was cooking because I was hungry. I had the munchies, so I was telling my niggas, yo, when you say what's up, just talk to him. And I had it on mute, so they're saying what's up to you, but you couldn't hear them.
Okay. Everybody be all fucked up with that mute button. And I was like, I kept talking to him like, yo, what's up with the den? Then it's just blank. Yeah, I was like, okay, at least I wasn't crazy. I thought I was going crazy, so at least I wasn't.
Nah, I was just Gucci. That's all my fault.
For sure, Lion, good for checking in today. Hold on, let's see who else we got up out here today. Checking in early, bright and early, straight out to 862-3909. You got Dagger, what it do?
What's good with your Dagger? It's your boy, Jersey Hot, New Orleans Money Ming. I got my sights on, baby.
Money Ming, man. Two schools for that. What it do? Paper, how you feeling?
What's good, man? You know, we out here grinding up in Jersey, man. We here. What's good with you?
In Jersey, we need to link up, bro. We need to link up, bro. I'm a PA. I'm like 30 minutes away.
We need to link up, man. You hit Facebook, man.
There it is. We're gonna get y'all links out in a second. Hold on. Let me bring one more caller. I got y'all. Don't trip. It's cool. We're gonna network. You know how we do over here. This we good. Hold on. Let me get this up. Straight out 832. Hold up. 5988. You got Dagger. What it do?
What it is? Homie, it's your boy Levi Kev King.
Levi Kev in the building, Texas, checking in tonight early, y'all. What it do? What it do now? Yeah. Now, let's do it like this. Now, we're just going to go straight down the line as we did the intros. My man, Lion, go ahead and let them know where they at, your links, your emails, where they can get at you at real quick.
Hey, you can Google me, Lion's Music, LionzMuzik. There's no spaces. My brother just dropped his first single, so be on the lookout for General. Come find me, man.
There it is. Money Make. Let them know they can get at you, man. Let them know your links, your Facebooks, where you at with it out there in Jersey.
Hey, man, you can definitely follow me on Facebook at Rod Sean Dingus. You can definitely follow me on Twitter at MoneyMake121. You can definitely find me on YouTube.com, Money Make. You all right? We here.
And my man Levi, of course, Levi Kevin, the good man. Where they can get you at, man. Let them know they can find you out that damn down there in Texas.
Yeah, man, just hit me up on Google, LEVICEV. I'm everywhere, homie. Just Google me, baby.
Yeah, all Google, y'all. So, since I got my man Levi Kev hanging with me now, we're going to get into the show real quick, get into some music. We're going to be right back. And like I said, it's West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights. We're going to try to get over the rest of the week. And we got to find some shit we're going to talk about real quick. So I'm going to think while these tracks is going. But right now, we're going to let my Levi Kev talk about how people be tripping. So let's do it like this.
Thank you. I'm screaming and moaning. She's so wet, shit drowned in the pillow. She's so wet, had to swim to the middle. Ass so fat, but I swear that she's little. Like when I toss her, beat her, assault her. No handcuffs, but we keeping it cordial. Now she wanna fuck, and she got a man think I really give a fuck. Meet me in the middle of the bedroom, biting on your neck, I'll give it to your Red Bull. Legs in the air, ass pinned to the wall. Camera and all, teach you with the tip till you ask for it all. Passion of all, your man's just lacking it all. Smash till we crash like cars on board. Don't fuck with them all. Contracts just for the context. She wanna have sex on the beach when the sunrise tied to the bed. She a freak cause she like how I eat. Said I need some manners, but I'm busy getting at it. These niggas isn't adequate, they couldn't even damage it. Extravagant, that's my new nickname. Sure you wanna chill like a kick game. I just keep it live like a Knicks game. She just want more and more action. You're just of the opposite attraction. Now I
Ain't both on silent. Wanna leave, but she holding me tighter. Can't control it, I got power. your head move down to your feet. Just you and me, we alone on the beat. Hit the right spot, then you go to the beat. Know it's getting hot, I don't care about the heat. Take a long stroke so you know I'm going deep. Know it's getting good when you pull on the sheet. I don't even care, you want to see.
So baby, can I play your penis? How much do you want to pin it? Tell me it's a lick and fit it. Promise you I want to hit. I'll have you screaming like, ooh, ooh. I'll have you moaning like, can I lick it, can I taste it?
Now ladies, let's get naked.
Ladies, let's get naked.
And can you wear my baby?
And can you wear my baby? Oh, 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 oh.
Can I touch you there? Can I lick you there?
All these chicks want to do is talk about spiritual blessings and stuff. We're never going to score here.
Yeah, my hands hurt.
Cornholio, Prophet Butthead.
Tomorrow we will engage in the great conception.
The great what?
Contraption, what?
Yes, tonight the vessels must prepare themselves to receive your essence.
Yeah.
There will be a...
Well, the essence must be the vessels and the blue. Let's get out of here, Beavis.
Perhaps it's good that they rest up for tomorrow.
Yes. It is very good that the beloved and Prophet Butthead are so young. They must have great energy to make love to us all tomorrow.
This place sucks.
Yeah.
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with the Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, we back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights, the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, bang out radio. Like I said, if you're just tuning in and you want to get in on the conversation that we haven't even got to yet, 661-621-7559, just chill in the queue, press 1 to holler at me, and make sure if you ever want to send in your music, Dagger's Beauties, ladies, you want to get in on that, producers, directors, anybody trying to get their network on, get at me on the email, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And fellas, y'all got to excuse me for a quick second, because speaking of Dagger's Beauties, Dagger's newest beauty, just checked in, so I got to give the lady her time to shine real quick. So I'm going to check in with y'all in a second. All right, and I'm going to introduce Miss Lana. How are you doing, Ma? How you feeling tonight?
I'm doing good. What's up with the Dagger?
Man, I'm over here. You know, I'm actually kind of mixed. I got mixed emotions right now. The Lakers just lost by one fucking point. I ain't got no weed, I ain't got no drink on me right now. I'm a little out of bounds, but you know the show must go on. But that's enough
right.
About me. What about you? What are you up to tonight?
Not much, just, you know, chilling. Just got to, like you said, watching the rest of that game, so I'm a little pissed off myself. You know, Lakers did do what they needed to do, cause we was bullshitting out there on that court. So other than that, I'm just, you know, chilling with the fam, eating pizza and some wings.
Okay. Well, let Dagger try to get into his energy mode real quick, because you know it's you know I want to make sure that the beauties come through and I take care of them, you know, properly when they come by here. Now I'm overviewing the bio right now. Now Lancaster, born and raised out there in the desert area. Born and raised.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. I've been a busybody moving around. I've been in Chicago, I've been in Oklahoma, I've been in Oregon, and then moving back out here. But I was born out here in Lancaster, and then I moved out to Chicago, so I was raised out there.
Oh,
and
so then were you, was it like a family thing that you were doing, or y'all just where y'all wanted to go? Y'all wanted to go to Chi-Town, right?
It was a family thing. My stepfather is originally from Chicago, so my mom was tired of Cali, ready to go, so we packed up and ended up moving out there.
You can't never get tired of Cali. For Cali, for the windy city, the sun, for the snow and wind. I'm sorry. I couldn't
do it. Right, right. I would say the sun as well.
So how long have you been doing the modeling thing? Or not the modeling thing. How long have you been modeling? Let me say that properly. Excuse me.
I just started modeling with XMB in February. Modeling is actually something new to me. I've always wanted to do it since I was younger, but I always told because I got the booty and the chest that it wasn't going to work out. So I didn't really pursue it as much.
Wait. Somebody told you that the booty, because you have booty and chest, that it wasn't going to work out? That's what you were told?
Yeah.
I don't know who you were talking to. That don't make no sense. So you got chest and booty, but you can't be a model. That makes sense.
Right.
I guess they'd be confused with these people wanting these toothpick bitches. I don't want no too big, you know, olive oil, skinny. You know, I don't like that, me personally, you know.
Right.
But so when did you kind of got into it yourself? Did somebody get you into it? You know what I mean? Like, did somebody say, you know what, you should try this? Was there like an inspiration, or you just was like, you know what, I think I could do this, and you just did it?
Actually, Nala Nicole is another one of the XMB models, and that's my best friend / my big sister. I've been knowing her for a while since high school, and she was actually already in good with Topaz for XMB. So I just, she brought me into it, and then it went from there. So, you know, everything worked out for the best. Like I said, music was more so my passion. And then when I got into the modeling thing, I was like, okay, I'm very photogenic. I love to take pictures. So, you know, why not try this out? And it's something that I actually love doing, just like I do my music. So it all worked out.
Okay, yeah. Speaking of music, like I was saying, I do recall that. Now, have you got anything recorded? What's going on that tip on your music side?
I just recorded a track with a couple of my homeboys a couple of weeks ago. I hear we're supposed to be meeting up to make a video for that real soon. I haven't got the full details on it yet, but the track was called All Minds, and I rapped on this one, and then I sang the hook.
So then why don't I have it
I don't have it yet.
Oh, okay.
You get
okay,
me right?
I guess you
already know that. When I get it, I got you.
All right, I'm just making sure I'm not being left out. You know, I don't like being left out.
You did. And then I had two other songs that I did when I was younger. I'm actually going to go back and redo those because, you know, you don't sound the same when you grow up. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I don't want it to be like, oh, yeah, she sounded like a kid, you know, and I don't sound like that anymore. So I'm actually going to get back in the studio and record those, and then I'll be sending them to you then.
There you go. Okay,
so, you know,
yeah,
just,
if you're going to do it right, just getting back on my writing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just getting back on my writing and collabing with who I can. So everything works out from there.
I want to get on the track. Can we do a track?
For sure.
But you also, if you had to choose one, what would you choose? I mean, I always ask this too because I'm just curious. Like, if you know, music, is it music or modeling? If you can only have one, which is more for you, or which would you rather be doing?
If I had to choose just more so based off of how long I've been doing music as opposed to how long I've been modeling, I would go with my music. You know,
okay.
I love modeling almost about as much as I love my music, but music is what I've been doing since birth. So if I got the opportunity if I got a record deal right now as opposed to me not having something going with modeling, I would definitely go with my music.
All right, and I'm looking at this. I'm still looking at the bio. I see, like, okay, 5'6", 140, so I know that has to be in the right places. All right, dark brown eyes. Now what's the measurements? I see you left out the measurements. Now, models know the measurements off tops. Wait, hold on real quick. Before you answer that, what are you doing? What's going on in your background? Where are you at? Are you in some restaurant somewhere or something? What are you doing?
I'm outside because it was noisy in my house, so I had to come outside to get away a little bit.
All right, so tell folks what the measurements are, if you don't mind me asking, because I know that's not a should be improper.
It's 38, 24,
36. 38, 24, 36. Yeah. Ooh, that's bad. Yeah, think about it, fellas. But it's okay. And then I don't want to get too personal, but I know some fellas might be out there wanting to know, especially, you know, I post up the pic and everything, and, you know, I try to help out how I can. Is it, do you rep team single? I mean, are you just, you know, off the market, hands off, fellas, or what's up?
Yeah, I'm not on the market as of right now. I'm a part of the team taking, but you know, being in this industry, my boyfriend already knows, you know what I mean, the guys, they're going to come. So I just, you know, I keep it as respectful as possible. And, you know, I let them know, like, yeah, we could be friends, we could chat. That's cool. As long as you don't disrespect me, then, you know, everything's cool. So I'm welcome, you know, to have friends.
Okay, so that's cool. Okay. So as long
guys,
as so you ain't got one of those jealous, crazy psycho type dudes, right? You don't got one of them?
Nah.
You don't got
not
one
at
of those,
all.
Right?
Not at
okay.
all.
Okay. Like I said, I'm just making sure because niggas go crazy, and you know, girls like
yeah.
you, certain niggas will go crazy over certain shit. So you know, I can't be getting involved in that and everything. You know?
Right? Nah, he's cool. Yeah, he's
okay,
cool. He's actually been a lot supportive since I've been doing this. So everything
good.
We haven't really had any. I haven't really had any. You know, I've had a lot of males. You know. Hit me up from requesting, oh, thank you for doing this. And then when they hear that I do music, oh, yeah, we got to collab, we got to do this. So everybody's been pretty much respectful. I love all my fans, I love all my followers. So it's just a beautiful thing.
Hey, that's it. It sounds beautiful. I can just move it and keep it a pushing, as you should, What kind of shoots have you, anybody who you work with since, you know, you started modeling? Who are some of the people you've been involved with already?
So far, we've had two photographers in Vegas that Topez had hooked us up with. I forget their names because I didn't really, you know, get a chance to sit down and, you know, chat with them. It was just business, you know, get in, take the pictures, and then go. We worked with somebody who I've known for a while, Michael Known, out here in Lancaster, and we also worked with Mr. Stamps, who's another one of our photographers who we just got to work with, and they did our, the two photographers in Vegas did our swimsuit shoots, and Michael Known just did a beach shoot with some of the other models, and then Mr. Stamps had did my urban / sexy-ish type look.
Okay, nice. Okay, I know you're a busy woman. Are you going to be able to hang out for the rest of the show, you know, give your opinion on a few things, hang out with the fellas for a little while, because you are the only lady in the house right now, from what I can tell. So, I mean,
yeah,
I'm pretty sure we're going to need your opinion on some things.
Yeah, I can stay and chat with y'all for a little bit. I ain't got nothing else to do.
All right, for sure, Lana. Well, here's what I want you to do real quick for me. I want you to go ahead and let people know what they can, because we're going to conclude the interview portion of this, and then we're going to get back into, you know, the adult matters and everything, you know, get into the talk mode now. So go ahead and let people know, you know, where they can find you, and also your links, all that, and then also let people, you know, for those models that are trying to come up and trying to get to where you at, I mean, a piece of advice, things to look out for. Talk to them real quick for a quick second, and then we're going to get back into some music.
Okay. Hey, guys, this is your girl, Miss Lana, repping X&B. Pretty much, if you are a model out there and you dedicated and you on point, no attitude, and you want to be a part of our X&B team, just hit us up at xandbmodeling@gmail.com. For any of the fellas and then the ladies who want to check out my pictures, you can look me up on Facebook, Lana Love. Lana Love, XMB @gmail.com. Look me up that way or just type in Miss Lana, and I will definitely accept all friend requests. You can inbox me. Ladies, any questions? Fellas, any questions? Feel free to inbox me. I don't bite. I'm sweet. I'm loving, and we can go from there, and we can link up.
There it is, y'all. Miss Lana, official Dagger's newest beauty of the week this week. So we're going to get back into the music. And in honor of Miss Lana, I'm going to let the ladies take over the airways for a little while. Then we're going to get back into the conversation. My peoples are still hanging with me, so we'll be right back here on West Coast Wednesdays Hump Nights with the Dagger. Right now we got J-Line. Let's go.
There's a party in my house, better not be late. Don't care who's coming, just as long as they can stay like me. Hey, baby. Dance contest won't start with the boys. You know you're the winner when you hear the most noise. Got this. Hey, hey, hey. Come on, let's go. positive. The party, we don't prefer. Tomorrow, to me on the bar. How about I do not look like the model working up on your body?
It's so funny when you play my song. Better put some room when you leave. Come on.
Like things don't change. You ain't by yourself, look, I know pain.
I be somewhere off doing my own thing. How you gon' close that door if you don't take that chance? I might be street, but I guarantee I'm real. It's ride or die with me, loyalty. All I know, other shit I don't feel. If you don't break that wall, you won't get by. If you don't open that door, you gon' be closed in. Boxed off, somewhere lost, all alone, that ain't no win. I'm tryna make this team, shoot this shot, and bring you home. Not for just me, just for you too. Hope you're down, cause if not, I'm gone.
Put your hands on me.
day, and you can't keep doing this to yourself. You have to go live.
Why? What's the point of living when the only girl I ever love is gone?
Yeah, what a fag. Dude, not now.
You guys have no idea how this feels. It's like, you always hear songs about a broken heart, and you think it's just a figure of speech. But it's true. My chest hurts. I feel this, like, sinking feeling where my heart is. It's broken.
Jeez, he's worse than I thought. Well, what do we do now?
Should I try telling him a fantastic joke?
No, we just have to show him that there's other girls out there. I think we take him to Raven's. What's Raven's?
You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, her mystery. You now rocking to the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, the Dagger, on Bang All Radio. Let's get it.
Yeah, that's right, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Night, the Dagger, LA, West Coast all day. We chilling, we maxing, relaxing. If you want to get in on the conversation, 661-621-7559. Either just chill in the queue or you press 1 to holler at me. And let me just take this time real quick. I just want to give a special shout out, y'all, to anybody that's been listening to the show and been talking about the show. If you've been sharing the link on your Twitters or whatever you do, if you've been spreading the news about this show, I want to thank you. Because, like I said, I check out the numbers every now and then. And the numbers is getting kind of up there. And it's because of y'all. Because, like I said, all I do is promote my show on Wednesday and Sunday. And I know it can't just be that. So y'all got to be doing what y'all are doing. But thank you, because that's all I ask. Because I am a lazy motherfucker, all right? And thank you also, you know, all the independent artists as well. Special shout out to y'all. Because, again, without y'all doing what y'all are doing, I wouldn't be able to have this show because I wouldn't have no music to be playing, okay? And trust me, I cannot fucking stand the radio. So thank you all as well, all right? Y'all helping keeping the Dagger sane. So let's see who's still in the building. Let's see who's still chilling. Let's see if we can get the squad back up in here. Let's see. Hopefully we'll see if this is going to work down the line. Lion, you still good?
I'm back, my nigga. I'm here.
And my nigga Lion in the building. Let's go. Let's see. Hold on. Let's see. Can we go 2 for 2? Out of Jersey, Money Mix. Still good? We lost Money Mix. All right, hold on. Let's go down the line. Let's see where it goes. But that's okay. Like I said, y'all even checking in the first place. I know people who's busy and got things to do. So I understand, because it's hard for me to find 2 hours right here. But I make sure I do it. Because, shit, if I didn't do it, like I said, I'll probably be doing some way other shit I ain't got no business to be doing right about now. Levi, still good?
Yeah, man.
All right, for sure. Levi's in the building, and of course, Miss the newest beauty of the week, Miss Lana out the X and B squad. Let's see, are you still good, Ma?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, good. We in here now. But yeah, now you hanging with the fellas, so so it's all good though. Like I said, we all in here, we chilling. Who is outside? It's amazing. I'm going to play a game one day with everybody. When people call in, I'm going to play guess what's in the background, because some of y'all be having some crazy shit going on in y'all backgrounds. It'll be interesting sometimes.
Well, but I'm sorry. I was going to tell you what's in my background, but
go ahead. What's in the background? What is it?
My shorty is in the background playing with a dildo on Uvu.
Oh, no.
Are you serious? Nah,
she's just
teasing
me right now. She's
just
licking it and
so
shit,
ratchet.
Playing with it.
That's the business, though. Lion, see, Lion, I knew you had a little dark side to you. Lion be trying to play the whole I'm a schoolboy type
no,
role or whatever.
I'm
Lion got
a gentleman and all that, but I'm a freak. I ain't finna lie. You heard that. I did it up, shit. I can't. I'm talking
nah,
about
okay.
What you're doing on Uvu.
Oh, tell her to call into the show. Give her the number. Tell her to call in right now.
I told her call into the show, babe. I told you the link's on my page. Go call in. They want to hear from you.
Tell her to call in. Tell her. Yeah, I don't believe you until she calls in. I don't believe you until she calls in.
You don't believe me? She's gonna be like, she's being sweet. She's like, no, I don't do that. I don't do that.
Okay, that's cool. But okay, enough about Lion's background, y'all. Let's. That's funny though. That's good. But nah, y'all. But I'm trying to figure certain things out, because you know what I at least try to do on this show when I talk to people is I try to expand on people's horizons, because you know people have real limited thought processes. They only think about certain things, and they only think about certain things in certain ways.
and they don't realize that there's all type of ways to think about a situation. And then I don't know everything. Like I said, I only speak about experiences and what I've gone through personally and what people have told me. So I guess one of my number one question is right now is I've noticed that there's a lot, there's like no loyalty anymore. Anyway.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know, like none. No, like, I'm talking about, like, true, like, loyalty. And it's not even about being, like, a guy and a girl relationship. Just loyalty, period. You know what I mean? Like, it's, but at the, it's crazy because I, on one hand, I understand, you know, self-preservation. You know, you want to be able to take care of yourself, be able to handle yourself and everything. You want to be able to, you know, you got to look out for number one, because if you don't look out for yourself, nobody else is going to look out for you. But I don't believe you should have to, like, damn near slit the throat of the next person or, you know, have to step on people or have to do certain things in order to get to where you got to go, you know? I mean, that's just how I feel. You should, there should be a way to, not even really got to compromise. Because, I mean, I know people that don't fuck with nobody, really. And they're doing just fine because, I mean, that's how they choose to do things. But at the same time, you know what I mean, they don't harm the next person. And to bring it back to relationships, because like I said, this is West Coast Wednesday, so we'll try to keep it in our relationships and everything. Even in relationships, people that are in relationships got to realize that you're in a relationship. It's not just about you. That's where people get shit twisted. People want to get in relationships and then still want to be all about them. And that's where shit gets fucked up. And you got to think about it like this. If both people in the relationship are only out for themselves, then it's like, what are y'all in a relationship for? It's not going to work. I mean, unless y'all got some kind of understanding. You know, some people have some, you know, I've seen some weird, really weird, twisted relationships. You know, it's interesting the way some people come together and make certain things work, I guess, for them. But, I mean, that should be crazy on the outside looking in. Like, are you dead serious? But I just don't like people. My number one thing is on top of stupidity, but this isn't Sunday. But, I mean, shit is dumb because people waste a lot of time on things that don't matter or that shouldn't matter. You know what I mean? People's priorities are all out of whack, and people are in a big hurry. What are people in such a hurry for? Especially relationships, girls popping out kids at 16, 17, 18, and they glorify this on TV. Oh, my God. You know, and I actually had to, you know what I hate? I've actually had to sit down and watch some of these shows because, you know, sometimes you're at somebody else's house or whatever, and they be watching that shit, and you can't change their channel. So I be stuck watching this bullshit sometimes. And I'm looking at these pregnant, white, 14, 15-year-olds out in the country somewhere, and it's like, why are we even putting these people on TV?
Right.
This type of shit right here, I don't understand. This makes entirely no sense to me. Why we even make it look like this is okay? Like they're gonna be okay. Like you could be famous if you get pregnant younger. Because I mean, this is what they're doing. And even at that, and I've looked at these white girls. Has anybody else seen any of these shows? Like ever? Like one episode?
Yeah, I watched Teen Mom.
Oh, you actually watch? See, I would understand, but the shit that they be going through. Who wants to go through that?
I mean, true, but I look at it more so as not so much, okay, so they pretty much are promoting, you know, teen pregnancy, but they're also letting, you know, young moms know, like, you do this at a young age and it's hard, and that's what most girls who are young don't understand, you know, and that's coming from somebody who, all my friends from high school have kids. I'm the only one without kids.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? And it's hard. Yes, I am the only one without a child. But it's hard, you know what I mean? So I feel like in a way they're trying to show that too, but it's not, it's more so how they went about it, you know what I mean? You don't have to glorify these girls. Like you said, they're getting famous for having a kid, you know, and it is making these young, stupid girls think, you know, oh, yeah, it's okay for me to have a kid at so-and-so age and for me to do this and for me to do that, and it's not okay.
And it's really not. Hold on real quick. Let's get one more person up in the combo that want to jump in straight out the 404. Hold on. Can we get it? Make it work. Make it work. Come on. You can do it. Oh, man. Lying, you too loud. I know that's you.
I know. I'm trying to get away from it. They keep coming.
7219. That's what you'll be looking for, bro.
Hold on, I'm trying to get the homegirl in. I think I know who this is, but it's hold on. Come on. Come on. See, this is the one bad part about this is like I said, I should be able to jack people in and out real quick and easy. Ooh. And it's a little loud. Yeah. But anyway, let me try to fix that. But as we were talking about, y'all, like, take your time. I mean, I just hit 30, and I still got a whole lot of life to go. Some people may even, you know, some people just hit 18, 19, but already got kids. And I've seen it in my own family. Like I said, it's not, it's rough. You don't need to make your life any harder than it's already going to be. Y'all got a lot of shit you got to deal with already. You know, motherfuckers can't get a job right about now. Some people don't want a job. Niggas killing and shooting each other left and right. Like, police is out here going crazy on people. Y'all got shit to worry about. You know, people got shit to worry about already to complicate your own life even further.
Right.
And it just doesn't make no sense to me. It just and nobody can make it make sense. And the one thing I don't like, and on one hand, it's like dealing with the situation and giving in, not giving in, but, you know, having to deal with it. But girls that be like, you know, they talk all that shit about not getting pregnant or I'm not going to be that person, woo-woo, this, that. Then it happens to them, and they're like, oh, well, you know, now I want to turn my whole life around. Now I got to do this and that. Or some don't even care.
Right.
And that's even scarier is the ones that don't care. Like, why even do that to somebody else? But they don't give a fuck.
Right. And
what I mean, no loyalty to family, no loyalty to themselves, no loyalty to their own kids.
Okay, but with that, right. I think that goes back to, you know, parents. What are the parents doing? Because how kids are being raised and brought up isn't how we used to be back in the day. And I know some people might look at me like, well, she's a youngin', what does she know? But I come from one of those families where, you know, teen pregnancy happened at an early age. You know what I mean? And I chose not to take that route. So it's all about, to me, it's all about mentality and what you grow up around. I grew up around a very, very dysfunctional family. Babies popping out left and right. Every last one of my cousins in my family has a child except for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm the only one, and I see from that. You know, I'm like, everyone's like, yo, when are you going to have kids? But y'all having kids for me. I don't need to have them.
And
you
that's
know what
all
I mean? You popping out when?
And I'm kind of in the same boat as you because, I mean, look at my family and everything. That it's like what I hate is when I see the same cycle repeated, you know.
Right.
It's like my sister, my older sister, she's like, I'm 30, she's 40 now, but she had my niece when she was like 18, 19. You know, she comes up all rough and everything. Everything's rough and rugged. My oldest niece, her first child grows up and has a kid herself at like 17, 18, not after the wife she... After the life she just had with her own mother, you know, like, that shit was rough. And then, you know, ladies, y'all got to realize, like, if you're young and your daughter gets old, that age gap is supposed to be a nice little age gap between you and your daughter. You know what I mean? Y'all should not be able to wear the same clothes and things like that. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, there should be a little age gap right there. It's funny because then my sister and my niece get pregnant at the same time. So, like, my newest nephew is my newest niece's uncle or some shit. Like, it's crazy. Like, and it's unnecessary. It's really unnecessary.
Right.
But yeah, y'all, like I said, we just talking, we just conversing. Yo, who talk?
My
yeah,
what's the number to call in?
661.
Hold on, let me get this real quick.
Wait, yeah, get the number. Look, here's what we're going to do, Lion. Look, I'm going to get you the number. We're going to go to Dagger's Double Play. You talk to your girl, get her to call in between the time it's over, and then we're going to see what's up when she get on, okay?
She
wants
to call in. She says she
okay,
wants to call
then.
In.
Okay, we're going to have her call in a second. I'm going to get the Dagger's Double Play. Here's the number, though, okay? 661.
Yeah.
621.
Uh-huh.
7559.
All right, I got you.
All right, have her call in. Lana, you out of here?
Yeah, I'm going to catch you guys. I'll probably check in with y'all a little bit later. I got to go do something right now. But if I don't catch y'all, when's the next time you said, Sunday?
Yeah, you know Sundays, every Sunday, 7 to 9. But, yeah, we're here for at least another hour, so go do what you got to do and get right back. We're here.
All righty. If I don't catch y'all, you know, again, tonight, like I said, I'll tune in on Sunday and, you know, I'll holler with y'all again.
Yes, ma'am. Look forward to hearing from you. All right. And that is Lana, XMB model, Dagger's newest beauty of the week. Signing off for the night. Hopefully not forever.
All right, y'all.
All right, ma. I'll holler at you later. Lion, have your girl holler at us real quick, and we're going to get the Dagger's double play, and then we'll be right back with, you know, West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights, the Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. We're going to do it like this, featuring Marley B. Don't cry. Let's go.
I'm a blind man walking, every step I take is critical. There's no one else identical. Dagger's just too lyrical. I'm cynical, devious, with the bars of a genius. No, I don't got the biggest dick, but bitches loving my penis. If you had it, then I hope you happy. Dagger's gotta lock it down. I'll call you bitches sleepwalking. What you mean? They sleep around over here, over there. Let any nigga tap that. That's my only question.
Is it free?
Or do them niggas paying cash? That's what me, I'm getting laughed. Bitches acting funny still. You can fucking party, but can't even pay a phone bill.
You for real?
What's the deal? Spending all your county money, acting mad when you the reason that your son or daughter hungry. You ain't getting nothing from me. Dagger doesn't need the drama. You can't be my girl if you some other niggas, baby mama doesn't fit. Must have quit. Dagger doesn't fuck with it. That's just like buying luggage with some other niggas closing it. I know I talk a lot of shit. That's the way the Dagger feel. Other niggas like to lie.
Me?
Rather keep it real. I can clown a bitch for days in many ways, but here's the truth. You bitches give me ammo. They get mad when I decide.
You hear me?
Better duck and cover.
Dagger's here.
I'm holding nothing back. I'm killing every gold digging, crazy stalking ghetto rat. I done played the fool before. Never will I play again. If you don't want me talking shit, then stop the shit you're doing. It. Got me laughing too. They claim they true but really fake. Got no respect, they love to hate.
Scared to fight,
bargain tight. Gotta pay to get a date.
That ain't straight.
But you ain't either. Tell the truth. Let them know you just another undercover brother. So
I said you are.
Staring at my testicles, you faggot. Ain't no homos here. I will never.
No.
I ain't the Cleveland Cavaliers.
No.
These other niggas dropping checks and pay for every bitch they see. Y'all got it backwards, homie. Check the Dagger. Look, they paying me. I ain't even pippin'. They just like the way the Dagger motor. Told you I'm a
Jedi.
Wave my hand, they hand it over. Niggas getting slower, slower. Broke, angry, never happy. Way too many little niggas born and raised without a daddy. So they join a gang, slang, weed, work, carry heat. Now you a killer.
Shoot a nigga.
What he do?
Cross the street.
Sit deep, can't sleep. Niggas getting killed for nothing. But y'all never listen. If y'all did, then y'all would learn some. Consequences, repercussions. Gotta choose a choice as well.
Nigga.
You can live, you can die, you can go to jail. Me, I know I'm gonna die at any time. That's how it is. So now the Dagger's gonna live. Worry free, zero kids. If you got them,
you're a problem.
You don't want raw dog and hoes. Eating in these bitches, now she pregnant. And you know it's yours. Climb up out the pussy, bust a nut in any other place. Back ass titty, split it down her throat on her face. But you'd rather leave it in. So now the Dagger's gotta clap. Cause niggas getting bitches pregnant just so they can hang around. If you know you better let her. Bitches do what bitches do. Thinking you the only one. She fucking other niggas too. No loyalty for anybody. Everybody does the stuff. Glad I got my pieces. If I didn't, I would kill myself.
LA, West Coast, all day.
Tired of the bullshit. bitches, the haters, all of them, you know what I mean? All y'all motherfuckers. Fuck it. Fuck it. Gotta keep it pushing. Let's keep it going. Hey. On to the next one. Hey baby, how you doing? Let me holla at you real quick. Hope you're a real chick, tired of the dumb bitch talking crazy shit, playing games with a real chick. Niggas just hate y'all, bitches try to kill me. Been in love twice, it won't happen again. I already know the end, I don't want to begin. Tell the truth from the jump. Yeah, I pop pills, smoke blunt, my car don't stunt. I use EDP to buy lunch. I don't like to spend it, rather watch it stack up. If I'm in a fight, I'm by myself, no. I like to act up, cause I'm a crazy individual. Don't copy anybody, cause I'd rather be original. Labeled as a criminal, still no felonies. I wanna be good, but the world's not letting me. Fuck that, I'm unplugged. Nothing like these other niggas up in the club. He wanna buy you a drink, I wanna know what you think. I want the number to your house, you want your Facebook link. Spending all this money cause the nigga wanna buy you. I wanna figure out if you the one I shouldn't lie to. But are you like the Rams walking with your hand out? Titties and your ass out, always wanna stand out. If so, gotta go, hater, no, never. I can get you wet, but his money get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do things you have, that it ain't back yet.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right at the
fuck. He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that I ain't done yet.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick right at the fuck.
Hey baby, how you doing? Let me nibble on your next flow. Bite you like a vampire, I may never let go. Look good, smell good, taste good, act right. No kids and a job, I think I found my new life. In my life of darkness, will you be my sunshine? Girl, it's crunch time, why you waiting for the punchline? I done played enough games and I felt enough pain. Made a life change to maintain my new campaign. Feeling like Obama cause the world thinks I'm failing. Looking for Michelle, keep finding Sarah Palin. Young, dumb, lazy, wanna have my baby. Bitch, you crazy cause you ain't this lady. If you want that kind of life, then you gotta step your game up. Be sexy when I wake up without any makeup. Cook every other day, party every other week. My woman in the street, but you my hoe up in the bed. See you there when I sleep, cause you don't wanna leave me lonely. Good, bad, happy, sad, I'm your one and only. Tell them other niggas that the dagger got you locked down. If you wanna walk away, then walk away right now. No need to waste time, you in or you out. Cause we don't need to be together while you figure it out. Girl, you got a good life, I wanna make it better. Lust will get you wet, true love get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better. I gotta get you wet, gotta make you sweat. Do things you have, gotta make that get.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, how right after the
sun. He get you wet, I get you wet.
Do it good, I do it better. I'm gonna get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have that ain't been yet.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
He do it good, I do it better. You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lick, right?
Hey baby, how you doing now? I got you in the bedroom, looking so good, eyes like a cartoon. Mouth dropping so hot, it burns when I get close. Fuck it, I'ma burn, cause I want you the most. You got a nigga drooling with your pink and black lingerie. High heels, thong on, booty so jiggly. Titties sitting upright, silky smooth. Dagger, don't beg, but
please put it on. Please.
Waiting long enough, so now it's time for some action. I got you all night, I guarantee satisfaction. Look at your reaction, don't run from it. Got you sounding like, wanna grab your stomach. Do you like it or love it, or do you want me to stop? I try to slow down, and she screamed out. She want me cause of me, not the status of a chest. Tell me, are you wet?
Yes.
Let me get you wet.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
I gotta get you wet, gonna make you sweat. Do things you have, gotta make that good.
He get you wet, I get you wet. He do it good, I do it better.
You gotta back it up when it's time to fuck. Might give it a lift, might
have to suck.
He get you wet, I get you wet.
You know, now that I think about it, I don't ever remember seeing Granddad with a woman. There was a time when I was 3 when I thought he was gay, but now I think it's just bad luck.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is with hoes anyway.
Riley, all women are not hoes. We're talking 20-25% tops.
Okay, but if they not all hoes, then why I got to pay to take them out to eat then? I mean, I'm paying. That's payment.
I don't know, because that's just what you do. You meet a girl, you take her out to dinner, but you're not paying the girl, you're paying the restaurant.
But I'm paying, which makes her a hoe. Why don't I just give her the money I was going to spend on dinner, and that hoe can go grocery shopping?
Take off. I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game payment. Splash Martin, I'm talking about cooling out, man. West Side, West Coast, Bang Out Radio.
That's right, that's right. Back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day. You still got time to call in if you want to get in on this, 661-621-7559. Either just chill in the queue or press 1 to holler at me. And, yeah, this is, again, West Coast Wednesdays, where we talk about them strictly adult matters, try to smooth it out, max, relax, and just see where the conversation takes us. You know, usually sometimes I do have a little outline or something I'll go down sometimes, and other times I just do a show. So tonight we're just doing a show, okay? But also, though, those two songs from Dagger's Double Play today, that was all with Blows, that was on the Dark Side mixtape. That Dark Side mixtape official release party, May 27th, downtown Long Beach, Club Lush. All right, May 27th, that's a week from this coming Sunday. All right, and that is also going to be an artist showcase and mixers. So there'll be other acts there, and they're going to be competing for $200 grand prize and a trophy. And then you also get to see a lot of tracks from the Dagger's Dark Side mixtape. And, you know, I have a lot of people out there working with me. So it's going to be a nice little show. It's going to be cracking. So if you're in the area, you can get in the area, bring your ass down to downtown Long Beach. And that is Memorial Day weekend, so nobody has to go to work on Monday. And if you do, you're getting double time. So don't fucking complain, all right? Now, let's see who's still hanging around. Let's see. Man, Levi Kev still good. Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Let's see. Wait. Yeah, is it going to work now? Let's see. You can do it. I know you can do it. There it is. Levi, still good?
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you. Let's see over here. Straight out. Let's see if I can get this. I think I know what this is, but like I said, I don't like taking chances. Straight out the 404-0992. You got Dagger. What it do?
Hey, what's up?
What's going down, Ma? Queen?
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, see, I was gonna see. Okay, see, I thought that's who it was. That's what I'm saying, but I only wanted to, you know, I shout out the wrong name. You know how girls don't like that stuff. You call them by the wrong name and everything, then they get in trouble. I had to make sure. So, you know, that's okay. Queen's in the building checking in. Thank you for checking in with me tonight. And let's see if we can get Lion back up in here. Hold on. Let's see.
He's bringing me back.
There we go. Lion.
Hey, she could have called into the show, so I have her on three ways. So, yeah.
Uh-oh. Okay. Hello, Lion's friend.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
That's good. I'm fine. I'm chilling. And I'm just going to straight out ask you. I'm going to be as blatant as possible because that's what I do over here. Are you really playing with your pussy on Ubu for Lion?
I said she was playing with a dildo. I said she was playing with her pussy.
Wait, hold on. Okay, well, see, you got to be more specific then. I do apologize. Because, I mean, when you say a girl's playing with a dildo, I mean, what am I supposed to assume that she's doing with it? I mean, like, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I mean, yes, what is she doing? Juggling? What is she doing? Juggling with it or something? Is she juggling or doing something with it? I mean, what is it?
Like, I'm going to let her speak for herself.
What did I just
okay,
call
what?
On? I'm not joking.
No, we're good, Ma. Don't mind me. I do apologize. Let me apologize off top. Look, I do apologize. I'm not trying to... When Lion came out, look, here's what happened. Let me explain myself because I don't want you to think this is all bad and everything, okay? Let me explain what happened, okay? We were doing a show. You know, we're doing a show like we're doing now, right? Lion's like, I'm going to explain what's going on in my background. He goes like, yo, a homegirl's on here. A girl's on Uvu playing with a dildo. Now, if a man tells another man that, you know what I mean? Especially on this show, like Lion, come on, what show are you on? You go, you know what I mean? Like you should have already known. Like, and then that's one of those things. It's like, hey bro, look at this. You know, look at this video I got. You see this girl right here? Like, I mean, you expect her to be doing something. That's why I assume that. So I thought I was led wrong. So
I
do apologize.
She just ain't playing with her pussy. Yeah, I put you on blast.
Oh my gosh.
So can I ask what you were doing with the dildo? Is that a fair question to ask? What was going on with the dildo? A hush falls over the crowd?
I was with it in my mouth. That's all. It was nothing too big.
Okay. Well, then can I ask a follow-up question then? Is that like... Because I'm just going to ask. Fuck it. Is that pleasurable? I mean, it's plastic, right? What kind of dildo you got? You got one of the.
It's
wait, let me ask.
Normal is it one with veins?
Is it one of those like fake, like a fake dick dildo,
or is it like one of those plastic battery operated dildos?
Oh no, it's a fake big dildo.
Okay, okay. So then okay. But nothing replaces the real thing though, right?
Of course.
Okay, glad. I love that. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, well now I think we're over here talking about that. I have a question.
Yeah. About what?
I want to know because I was in the sex store the other day and I actually seen like where you can make your own dildo. Like if you got a dude and say he go out
there,
you guys can mold his thing.
Yeah, you right. They got that. I seen it. I seen girls that a lot of married couples do that or whatever because the girls be on. You know how guys? Some guys get jealous when a girl go get a dildo and shit because it's like, man. What are you supposed to be messing with me? What you need that for? Whoop-a-nerd. It happens. You know, niggas don't like any kind of competition, even if it's battery operated. Niggas don't like that. But
I don't give a fuck as long as it make her more of a freak. Fuck bullshit.
Okay, I'm just speaking overall. But yes, they do have that where it's like if you want your husband's dick or whatever, yeah, you can go get that shit molded. They'll whip you up one or whatever. Them motherfuckers ain't cheap, but I mean, yeah, they got them. So,
I thought I was tripping the other day when I was in there. I was like, oh, really?
No. Cause some women are actually loyal. Some women actually love their guy so much that they would rather have that than anything else. So they'll just go get a replication of that. But like you said, when they go on their little vacations or things like that, they can still imagine that it's their husband and this, that, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But yeah, they exist. There's all kind of crazy shit in the sex store. You know what I don't understand, what I don't like? Anybody ever been in or used one of those, like, swings? You know those leather swings that be hanging from the ceiling and the girl's supposed to just get in and sit? You ever mess with one?
I've never messed with one, but I don't think some things are safe. Like, what happens if I come falling from the ceiling? Like,
well, I don't think it's meant for fat girls. I really don't think it's meant for fat girls.
But, I mean, I'm not even saying that. I'm thick. So, I mean, even then, like, what happens if I come flying from a ceiling? What happens? Like, no, I'm not
going to eat
that. Like, now the mood is over.
Nah, thick and fat is two different things. And then, okay, even if you're getting it good in the swing and everything and you happen to fall and just flop on the floor, then we just on the floor. So, I mean, we're going to keep it pushing, right? It's not going to stop, is it? We don't got to stop. We're going to laugh.
Dance in my heart.
We don't laugh. We don't
check.
No, you ain't got to fall that far. It's not like you're hanging from the rooftop. I mean, the swing is kind of low because, I mean, it depends on how tall the guy is. I mean, the guy, you got to, because, I mean, it has to be adjustable to the height of the guy that you are, right? Because it can't be one size fits all because all guys are different sizes, right? Unless the guy is going to be the one that has to do all his leg movements and dip down or dip up or whatever, anything like that. Like I said, I don't know. I haven't seen one of these in effect. That's why I was asking, but we'll just speculate for a second. But I don't know. Like I said, I don't know about the swings. So, I don't know. I want the pole. I want a pole in my room. I'll get a pole. You know what I actually want? Not in my bedroom. When I actually get on Super Bowl status, what I hope for, this is what I'm looking for. I want that playroom. I mean, this is my ultimate little room real quick, right? Follow me, right? Look. You got the playroom it's got in there. You know, you got a couple of old school, like, arcade games. You know, the quarter machines, but free. You don't got to put money in. You just got to press start, a couple of those. You got the little corner with the stripper pole with the mirrors around it, you know, with the lights and everything like that. You got the flat screen. You got the DVD collection. You got the sports, best sports. You got the pornos over here. Because, you know, it's a guy's room. You know, this is where shit gets popping. This is the get it popping room. You know, when you throw parties, when you throw gatherings, when you have a bachelor party, bachelorette party, you need that room where you don't want to fuck up nothing in your house, but you know that anything in that room is going to be popping. That's what I want. I want one of those. So we'll just see how we can fill up that room with all kind of stuff. But, oh, man, y'all got me on time. I like this, though. I like to see how we just go anywhere. This is crazy. I like this, though. This is what we do over here on West Coast Music because, I mean, we talk about adult matters and adult topics. And I didn't even, in line, I didn't even get your lady friend's name. I'm sorry. And you are?
Oh, me.
Yes.
You call me C.
You. C, as in ABC. I can just call you C?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. C. Okay, just making sure we're on point, C. That's cool. Because you, but, oh, man, Queen. What about you, Queen? What about you? Ever had no swing experience? Any anything you would mess with?
No swing experiences. Like I said, I'm kind of scared of falling from the ceiling. I was watching, what is that Chloe and Lamar thing, and Chloe tried to get Lamar to do the swing thing, and she came falling from the ceiling. I have a paranoia of being hit in the head. I'm straight. I like this. I like floors. We can do it outside. I'm adventurous. But, nah, I don't think I do the whole swing thing unless I know for sure.
That is sturdy, huh? That is not going to go far.
Yeah, I got to make sure, like, we got to get a big girl to, like, lay in it and make sure, you know, I ain't going to come falling because,
Well, here's a question. We go back to C-Room. Well, I guess this is for the ladies' pair. We'll just leave it. Since we brought up dildos, and we're going to keep it on the masturbation tip for a second. Isn't that shit tiring? Because, I mean, look. As a guy, when I be putting in work and I be doing what I be doing, like I said, especially when I be doing it properly, you know, a nigga gets tired, you know, a little sweat depending on how it goes and everything. But, you know, niggas get tired. It's exhausting to put it down properly. So y'all ladies' wrists and shit don't get tired and everything when y'all be doing that to yourselves with them things? I don't get that.
Hell no.
Oh, wait, of course and hell no. Wait, we got two different answers. Okay, now who's of course? Who's of course?
Queen is of course.
Okay, Queen. So you must be motorboating yours, huh? No, excuse my language, Bobby. We're being honest. We're being honest. We're just being honest. We're open here. We're family. We cool. We can talk. We talking.
Oh, my goodness. No, I mean, I know the spots to hit. So, I mean, I get mine and I keep pushing.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
It
so you
tiring.
Okay?
Yes, it does get tiring because I know where my spots is at. So I mean,
so you just go straight to the spot and keep it pushing. Yeah, okay. Okay, now see, it doesn't get
tiring for all of that.
Now see, for you it doesn't get tiring at all. So you be on that like that soft core porn type masturbation where they just be all rubbing on themselves for like 20-30 minutes.
Well, I think the most I've done it was like a day.
A day.
Literally. Literally. I was on the phone. Literally, my
wow. What was you doing? Wait, okay. Now hold on. I'm sorry, but you know, no disrespect by me asking this, but you literally had nothing else to do all day but play with yourself?
I was gonna ask that too. It was just one of those days.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. It's just one of those things. I'm loving where this conversation is going. This is what I'll be talking about. This is why this is West Coast Wednesday. This is why I am the dagger. And like I said, I like this because it's open. Like I said, I'm not a judge to anybody. Trust me. I've probably done worse shit than y'all could probably think of too. But this is the only way that we're going to be able to let people know that it's okay. As long as you're safe, as long as you doing what you're doing, whatever. There's nothing wrong with being a freak. But now when we get back, what we're going to do is I want to find out which areas of the world got the biggest freaks. And I'm talking about United States because I really think, like I said, down there in the South over there, y'all got the biggest freaks. And I'm going to tell y'all why when I get back, okay? So we're going to get back, all right? But right here, and it's rare that I say things like this too, but my man right here, Marcus Love and Roger Charles, I really like this song because, like I said, I used to play saxophone, and the fact that, you know, this is a real saxophone artist remixing this and everything like that, you got to show a lot of respect. So, ladies, chill with this one for a second, and we'll be right back, all right? West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast, all day.
I'm miles away from stressing about bills might come today. No more rent I pay, a proud owner I can finally say. I got three cribs, my car won't break down today. European engineering, top line what I'm steering. I eat the best, Roman noodles no longer request. Personal chef could feed up cause I deserve the rest. Far as my queen, she straight, she be killing them. Designer shopping spree, Fifth Avenue, the minimum. Anything she want,
strong. She held me down when she had one. Now she want for nothing, cause success has finally come in. Whole family spoiled, the love is overflowing. We made it out of poverty when no one love was showing. Now it's vacation, clear water we all way in. Island hopper, we cruising, yacht named I'm Not Losing. Perfect situation with little complication. Is this the good life or just my imagination? President. My mission changed the world, starting at home with the boys and girls. Improve the education with unbiased teachings that reflect the world, not just what the white thinking. New textbooks countrywide, reveal what greed deprives. Knowledge to help the people coincide. Lower tuition, we the government made a difference. And I the president provide health care for all of those living. The world, we monitor but mind our own business and neutralize any threat to our existence. And everybody got the same rights and same privilege. Corporate greed diminished, the ban on weed ended. No hunger in America, the world next. And our seniors are taken care of, so is the vet. Show love to all people, lost, we help them find a way. This would be great, but my imagination runs away. I'm proud, ride with me, should be unhappy. Hellfire looking like we did it. Frank filming and everybody recording, prestigious in the building. I understand now it's not the money, it's the feeling. To be noticed, my talent standing out, we finally did it. I use my imagination to make you not forget it. Wanna give you songs, combine splendid. Maybe it's that kind of thinking got us in position. Nominated album of the year without position. Yeah, you got more status, but my songs will make a difference. Win or no win, I still feel like kids at Christmas. No more wishes, this my reality. Wrote myself out of poverty. Recognition feels so sweet, set my spine concrete. This Grammy nod solidifies creativity, but my imagination sometimes gets the best of me.
Sometimes we're happy all the time. Marinate 7 a.m. I'm about to pack up. Late night studio session, about to wrap up. Whole way home, I'm in the zone. Tunnel vision with visions of you and me sitting all morning, no religion. 6:05, I'm in the room, pull the covers back. You barely awake, but you shake when I touch your back. Kiss you from your spine and a line down to your crack. It's over when I turn you over. Jehovah ain't shit on pack. All I hear is, oh my God, now you finally see the truth. Feeling like a goddess, don't be modest, baby, let it loose. I wanna wait in your woman juice until it's time for me to reproduce. So let it flow, I'm an old soul flawed, so it's no holes barred. When I got you on that headboard, screaming, oh Lord. Back shot after back shot, posture all straight. Told you at the studio that I could not wait. I love how you come early when I come late. And after I arrive, you and I lie straight.
By the way, baby, that was great.
DJ Funk. You're tuned in to the hottest DJ coalition in the game.
You are tuned in, yeah. You are tuned in.
Coast to coast, mix.
Good day, sir. May I have your daughter's hand now?
Okay, look. I didn't want to hurt your feelings, but it's just not going to happen. I was just trying to be polite, okay? I don't think my daughter would date either of you, let alone marry you, okay?
Who said anything about marriage or dating? Dumbass.
Yeah, really. Give me her hand right now. I don't even care which one she uses.
What are you babbling about?
Sir, we are a proper gentleman, and we wish for your daughter to use her hand upon us. We have asked you for her hand in the manner of proper gentlemen.
Yeah, so you have to now. That's the rule.
You want my daughter, my sweet little angel, to perform? Oh, God, you sick little bastard! I will kill you!
Can I have her hand now?
Hey, buddy.
Yo, this is Summer Azul, and you are now tuned into West Coast Wednesdays with my homeboy, The Dagger, right here on Bang Out Radio, where we still keep it 100.
At all times, yeah, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, hump nights, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And, of course, it is an interesting night so far that it has developed to be right here tonight. So we're going to keep it going. It's still got time to get in on the conversation, 661-621-7559. You can either just chill in the queue or you can press 1 to holler at me. And make sure we got the smoke session coming up next. So whatever you're rolling up, whatever you're smoking on, get it ready. So when it comes along, you'll be ready to go. So let's see if we can get the panel back in the building. Hopefully, like I said, let's see. Levi, still good?
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. Still in the building, maxing and relaxing. All right. Let's see if we can get the queen back in the building. Hold on. I got to say queen, not the queen, because then people are going to think I'm talking about a gay dude or something. So let me just get that straight. Queen in the building.
Yes, sir.
All right. And let's see. We're going to get Lion. See if we can get Lion back here. And it's Lion plus one. Plus one with Miss C with him. Let's see if we can get that
back. In the bathroom.
All right, there we go. Y'all good?
Yeah, we Gucci. She over there getting a little flustered.
Flustered? He just keep telling on you, Miss C. What's wrong? What's wrong, Miss C? What's wrong? Talk to me.
You could tell him I don't give a fuck. You already know.
Talk to me.
What's
up? What's too much?
Oh, my God. Don't do that.
What's too much?
You can tell
ain't nothing too
care.
Much. Ain't nothing too much on this show. What's up? Talk. Missy. You going to really plead the fifth? You're the first person to ever plead the fifth on my show. Ever.
I'm just going to say we were comparing items. That's how I'm going to say it. I thought it would sound better out of a female's mouth. But
it would
have.
It would have. But she wouldn't be all shy.
Exactly.
But it's okay. It's okay. Ms.
So
you want to?
She want to be shy now.
Well, no, ain't no point being shy out here. We don't do shyness good over here. That's not good. But here's what we are going to talk about. Which I'll, but here's what I was. Here's what I was trying to figure out. Here's the way I looked at it. The best way that I was able to figure it out. Hold on, real quick. Because I'm thinking on the freak level of people, right? The freak level of girls. I'm talking like. Because
And I'm trying to realize and try to understand the difference in the freak level between the ladies out here on the West Coast and then the ones, you know, down south and in other places, because I at least think I know what the problem with the ladies up here is. Lady, because, see, out here on the West Coast, they're so, like, bougie. Everybody thinks they just so got this and got that, that everybody, that the ladies are, their mentality is, okay, I'll just get another one. You know, that's everybody's mentality out here in L.A., or out here this way. I'll just get another one. That one's fine. There's always another one. Well, that's what they think first. But what I think over there in down south, you know, over there towards the East Coast a little bit, not really the city areas, but y'all like right there in the middle, you know, Detroit, y'all areas, it's more of a, how do I want to say it? It's more of a, I can do it better than you can. That's how I think y'all get down out there.
I can only give you from my point of view because
yeah, of course.
I'm a born and raised Cali girl. That's just what it is. But I've lived in the South too. So, I mean, I can see from both sides. Like, girls on the West Coast, I think more times out of 10, they're more worried about, you feel me, how people portray them and how people see them, you feel me, because everybody is always running their mouth about whatever is going on in their relationship or whatever they're doing with that person.
All right.
That girls are, like, more afraid to, like, try to let loose on what's going on. Girl, people in the South keep their business. They don't let their business out in the street. So they're more free to do whatever they want because, I mean, I know people in the South that do freak stuff and you would never even think that. They'd be like, really? Like, wait, you done that? Or what? You feel me? But out here, if I say something like that, like, how many of y'all are there for this staff?
Yeah, true. Motherfuckers can't keep their mouth shut out here. That is one thing as well, because everybody's always trying to, well, I guess then out here we have the competition out here. Everybody's always trying to outdo each other. Everybody's trying to compare stories and be like, you know what, I did this with her, woo woo this, that. And yeah, ladies don't want their business out there in the street. That's very true. I hope y'all was paying attention because if she feels she can trust you and she's not going to be looked at by her peers or her friends and everything like that, then yeah, she'll do the most probably raunchiest things to you behind closed doors, and that's as she should. But where the problem comes in is, like you said, guys, you guys like to run your mouth. You got to realize, you got to let a girl tell on herself. If she really is comfortable with herself and you know, is not afraid of what she's doing and everything like that, she'll tell on herself and won't have any shame about it, you know. And that's interesting at some points, too. So, or you let her talk to her homegirls and everything. Fellas, you guys got to learn how to keep your mouth shut.
Dead ass. Because, real talk. Listen to the video right now. For real, though.
Because y'all just got to realize, number one, like we said here on the show before, you got to pay attention. And if y'all would pay attention, y'all would realize girls get freakier when they don't realize that other people don't know how freaky they are. Because girls that don't care about you knowing how freaky they are and they're all the way out there with it and woo woo this, that, and don't give a fuck or whatever, those are the ratchets. You know, those are the niggas that do it for the ratchets. Those are the ones that do it with anybody, everybody, don't care. Now, also keep in mind, like I said, Dagger does not judge anybody. If you want to be a ratchet, if you want to be that kind of girl or whatever, be the best fucking ratchet you can be. Just don't get mad when I call you that. I'm going to say this. You know what I mean? I'm just using ratchet because I feel that's what everybody else is out there using now. That's what's hot, so I'm trying to connect with people or whatever. But I just say bitch. Point blank period. You know, I'm a Too Short fan. You know, that's what I grew up on. Bitch, like, point, plain and simple. Real easy. But yes, y'all, I mean, I'm not taking anything else from what we're talking about. I mean, you're hearing the ladies say it themselves, and like I said, I know from experience myself as well. Y'all got to keep y'all mouth shut. Y'all can get all kind of, you'll be surprised how freaky some girl could possibly be towards you. If she knows that you're not going to go tell somebody else or go run your mouth about it. Everybody knows we're going to tell somebody. Everybody always got to tell somebody, especially if it's good. You got to tell at least one person, you know, but we're talking about something.
Just one person. Don't
don't be going out there running your damn mouth.
But this is y'all talking about y'all on y'all Twitters and everything, especially with this social network and everything now. Y'all sitting up here hanging yourselves. Sitting up here like, oh, look what I just did with this bitch last night, this, bad and everything. And that shit goes around, and that gets around. And then you don't realize that a girl will get pissed off if she realizes that you're the source of her getting talked about in a negative way. Oh, she gonna fuck your shit up.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Like... But like I said, y'all don't. I don't know anything. I'm the first one to say it. I don't know shit. I'm not. I'm not a college professor. We're only going off of what's in front of us. But if you open your eyes and see what's going on, then you'll see that we're all seeing the same thing. Some people choose to respect it. Some people don't. That's where the problem comes in. Because some of y'all sitting up here, what I like to call, like I said all the time, the Matrix. Y'all caught up out here in the Matrix, just blind to what's really going on and thinking shit's cool and this and that, and this is all hunky dory. And then when that reality kicked in, then you realize what the fuck is really going on. And that reality isn't the business. Well, it is the business. I deal with reality, but what I mean is you have to be ready to deal with reality. Some of y'all are so lost in whatever world y'all are in that, you know, reality will fucking drive you crazy. So you'll fight, you'll do whatever you got to do to stay in this little twisted-ass world that you done built for yourself or that you and your friends done built for yourselves. Because don't get it twisted. There could be a lot of people lost in the whole little world altogether. There could be groups of people lost in their own world. You know, don't get it confused. It's not just confused to one person. But what we're trying to do is just getting y'all to open y'all, just fucking think. That's all I want people to do. I want people to think. Don't take what people say and just run with it. Even me, don't take what I say and run with it. Shit, I'm the last person y'all need to be really listening to. Although y'all should,
don't
which y'all
tell
should.
That. Don't tell them that because you got more knowledge than most of these niggas. These niggas need to catch up on some real
shit.
But they don't.
It's cool because, like I said, I've always been like this. Like I said, I was kind of forced into my situation to pay attention really early. Like I said it before, what I like to call people blink at different times in their life. There's a time in your life when you got to realize what you want, what you're trying to do, what you want to do, who you want to be involved with, who do you want around, who you don't want around. It all kind of comes together at one point in your life. And then from there, you walk that path that you finally set for yourself. Now, I did that at like 13, 14. Like, oh, I know exactly what the fuck I wanted, what I didn't want, who this, that, and I've been doing that ever since. Some people are fucking 50, 60 years old and still don't know what the fuck they got going on. So everybody does it at a different time. But you can't force people to open their eyes up to shit. You can't do it. Everybody has to do it on their own. And that's the scary part. Some people will just never do it. They just don't want to do it. They think everything's okay. They think, you know, everything's all hunky-dory. That's why you don't really see Dagger smile a whole lot. I don't smile unless I got a reason. I'm tired of hiding the fact that I'm pissed off about you. I'm not the type of person that's going to pretend like everything's okay when it's not. I'm not hiding behind any false reality. Nobody should have to hide behind anything false. Because trust me, when you're doing what you do, and if it's in a positive way, because, I mean, some of y'all doing some shit in a negative way, in a fucked up way, and maybe skating by or whatever, but it's always going to come around and get you in the end. You want to be doing what you want to do, something. You want to be doing something positive. And if you're not doing nothing positive, then at least don't bother the next person. Just don't fuck up nobody else's shit. If you want to be a lazy motherfucker, don't care about whatever, sit around all day, not do shit, don't give a fuck about nothing, then just do that over there. You know, stay out of the way of motherfuckers that's trying to do shit. And that's just as simple as it can be. I'm sorry to bring down the show a little bit, but sometimes we got to get like this because it just pisses me off. It's simple. It's simple to me. It seems simple. It seems really simple. I don't understand why it's so confusing to people. But like I said, we can't make people think how we want them to think. So Let's get some smoking in real quick, y'all, before this show ends up. And I'm sorry, man. I've had another caller come in. I apologize, man. Hang on with me just a second. We're going to smoke a little bit, and then we're going to let my people get their shots out before we end the show tonight, all right? So we're going to do it just like this. Where is it at? Am I sure it's working now? There we go. Come on. And somebody has me up in their background where I'm hearing myself. That's not good. Because it's not supposed to echo. And I'm late. So I hear myself I hear myself saying shit that I said already. That's interesting. But where's my track that I was trying to play? There it is. All right, y'all, let's smoke. Be right back.
Hey, bro, what's up? What's up with the drop, nigga? Hey, get that nigga Randy Third up, nigga. You know the team in the back, right? I got a dub for some flight, nigga. We're getting a flight, PSV. Seattle. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day, rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole click about to be turned all week. Hey. CA, motherfucker, look. On the block, blowing trees like a Mexican. Inked up in the swag, nice like a reverend. Let me get stack of the kush, never stressing it. And a bitch only for the neck like a necklace. Get her hot, now she want to touch. Affectionate. Heat it up, make it turn red, embarrassment. Left bitch, looking for the green. Cannabis, burn the tuck, leave full of dots like leopard print. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with. Blowing trees, MOB, etc. Hitting up the homie, cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box. Get a chick, kinda like convertible, top. Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day. But that don't mean I can't smoke weed.
Pass me the swisher, nigga. Love.
Got weed, let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole click about to be turned all week.
AC, nigga. She ate, bro.
King hat shades black trying shit to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like the leprosy. Eyes red from the purple and it still won't get the best of me.
No.
Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some oak, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck papers, it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an action loud. Packing a fist of what she's saying, sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing red, yellow, green like a roster. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to hear it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's
got weed, let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole click about to be turned all week. Hey.
What the fuck are you doing? Pass the blunt.
Vacuum mouth ass, nigga.
Yeah, y'all, we're just going to do this real quick. I just want to we're going to interrupt the smoke session real quick because I'm going to let my people get their goodbyes out because we're getting kind of close to the end of the show. And I want to make sure, you know, people that hang with me get their links and everything out so y'all know where y'all can find them and holler at them as well, all right? So, Levi Kev, let them know where you at real quick.
Yeah, man, you know what it is. This is boy Levi Kev, you know what I mean? If you want to feature, you want me on your track, hit me up, Levi Kev, that's L-E-V-I-C-E-V, music, all spelled correctly, at gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? You can find me on Facebook, Twitter. Man, fuck it, just Google me.
Just Google the man, y'all. Google up. Like, but all right, man, Levi, good checking out, man. Anytime, you know, you're always welcome, man, and, yeah, we're going to holler at you. I'm definitely going to holler at you about that other thing, all right? We got business to handle.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir. All right, holler at you. Miss Queen, let's see if we can get you in. Queen, good?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, let them know where they can holler at you if you want them to holler at you. I mean, I don't want to be blowing up your spot unless you want them to.
Sure.
shush. Please. You can find me on Facebook. What is my Facebook? At ColaBaby@facebook.com. You can call. You can hit me up on Twitter. ScorpionQueen08. Yeah, them is the two things I be on. Don't trip. Hit me up. I talk.
There
about
it is. Yeah, yes, ma'am. You know, you're always welcome, Queen. Make sure you holler in. You know, your opinion is always welcome. So make sure you check in with your boy at all times, all right?
Of course.
All right, ma'am. Holler at you a little bit later. And then, let's see. Got Lion Plus One with Miss C. Y'all two over here. Y'all crazy. But y'all cool. But go ahead, Lion. Let them know where they can find you at, man. One more time.
You already know. Google me Lions Music. Facebook.com/Lions Music. Twitter.com. @ Lions Music. Reverb Nation, /Lions Music. Yo, the Den is doing a lot of shit right now. If you're trying to hear the what else is going on with General, Young Kicks, Montana, or should I say Red Clay, you could find us at Reverb Nation/LionsDen Productions, LIONZ, Den, and then Productions with a Z at the end. You already know how to find me, LIONZMUZIK, all day, Google my shit, my nigga. Yo, salute, Bang Out Radio, salute, Leon. You already know what it is, man. Fuck it.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. MSC, any shout-outs you want to give, man? And mine, like I also want to, like I said, I have Georgia Company today. But again, for future reference, if you ever do come back, you do not have to be shy over here whatsoever. We 1,000% keep it real over here, and I'm not the judge of anybody, so nothing you say, and I probably have heard it already anyway, so it's okay. I just want you to know that for next time, okay?
Thank you.
But I do thank you for being open and honest, you know what I mean? You jumped us on a whole other subject, so you see where we get, you see how we get down over here on Wednesday. I mean, for your first time, I hope you at least enjoyed yourself. I didn't scare you or anything, right?
No, I was fine. Trust me, you're not the one that scared me. It's this nigga right here.
Oh, that nigga over there. Well, I can't do nothing with lying. You know what I mean? That's your personal problem. I can't do nothing about that. But anytime you want to check in, you here. So, I mean, or you want to call in with your boy, like I said, it'll be Lion Plus One. You're more than welcome to come hang out with us, okay? And Lion, you already know something, man. I'll have you on Sunday if you're available, all right? I'll be there.
I'll still be there.
Yes, sir. Check in with you later. And straight out the 415, last but definitely not least. Let's see if we can get you up in here. 415-9875, you got Dagger, what it do?
Hey, this is Miss Paula. I was just checking in to say hey. I was going to comment on what you were saying, but
Hold on, who? This is who?
Miss Paula.
Oh, Miss Paula, no, go ahead, Ma. No, go ahead, Paula, go ahead. I definitely, your opinion is right. Go ahead, real quick.
It's real quick. The only thing I wanted to say, I'm studying for finals right now. I have finals tomorrow. So I just wanted to say, off of what you said, just stay balanced as you discover who you are. Don't become an extremist. You know, take knowledge as just that. Take it as a new point of view, a new insight, and just live and let live. That's all I wanted to say. I can leave it with that.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, like I said, check in a little bit earlier next time. I saw you chilling, but, I mean, you know, your opinion is always welcome, all right?
Yeah.
All right, Ms. Wilder, thanks for checking in, y'all. So that was West Coast Wednesdays, y'all. Hub Nights. We're about to get up out of here for the night. I'm going to get back into the smoke session. I just wanted to make sure Peoples was able to say the goodbyes. And we're going to roll out on the side. See y'all next week, 9 to 11 on Wednesday. See y'all on Sunday from 7 to 9. And thank you for being here. West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Nights, The Dagger, LA West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. See y'all next week.
I like drugs. Take me down.
Ecstasy.
I like that.